Did Darwin have a deathbed conversion?
In order to demonstrate the falsity of evolution, Bible-believing Christians for more than a century have passed on the story of Charles Darwin's deathbed conversion. Evolutionists have attempted to counter them by loudly protesting that Darwin died believing that Christianity was a fraud and that chance was the creator. In response, it should first be noted that whether Darwin did or did not renounce evolution does not speak to the issue of whether or not evolution is true or false. Maybe Darwin renounced evolution because he was senile, or he'd taken a mind-altering drug. He might even have just hedged his bets with some eternal fire insurance. Furthermore, as followers of the one who proclaimed himself to be not only the way and the life, but also the truth, we must set the standard for the evolutionist, not vice versa. James Fagan was correct in calling the Darwin legend an illustration of the recklessness with which Protestant controversialists seek to support any cause that they're advocating. Finally, in the Darwin legend, James Moore painstakingly documents the fact that there's no substantial evidence that Darwin ever repented. But there is abundant evidence that he consistently held to his evolutionary paradigm. A verse to ponder. Exodus 20:16. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.